check this guy out. He owns and runs a successful business as a building contractor. His name is Rob. That's right, Rob the Builder. What? When Rob's company takes on construction or maintenance jobs, they tend to hire contractors or contract workers to do the job. Tradespeople like bricklayers, carpenters, plasterers, electricians. Losing a device just isn't funny. There's so much personal data you could lose. Things like bank details, sensitive passwords, and even your Amazon wishlist. Thieves can quite literally steal your entire identity, and not just the socks you want for Christmas. But what can you do to stop it from happening? And what do you do if your tech does get half-inched by some deranged maniac who's hell-bent on taking over the world? Well, this course is here to help. You'll learn safety measures that can reduce the likelihood of your device being stolen, how you can take action so thieves can't steal your personal information, and the immediate steps to follow if your device is stolen. No matter how self-assured you are, most of us wonder if perhaps we couldn't be just a bit more assertive in situations. But here's the thing. Most of us grow up believing that assertiveness is not a desirable trait. We actually avoid being assertive. We don't want people to think that we're pushy or domineering. For most, assertiveness means being forceful and in your face, saying what you think no matter what. But that's not assertiveness, that's aggression. Phones are distracting. With so many new messages, notifications, and celebrity alerts demanding your attention, it can be hard to put your phone away. But when you're driving, this distraction could cost a lot more than just a couple of hours lost on TikTok.